From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. U.S. authorities said today an arrest warrant has been issued for the Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Scores of people have died in the last 24 hours, including 8 U.S. soldiers, in battles between Sadr's militiamen and troops of the U.S.-led coalition. In a few moments, we'll hear more about this radical young cleric. First, NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad that the Americans appear determined to face Sadr down.
It was issued months ago, but after a day of bloodshed in Iraq, U.S. spokesman Dan Senor made it public that an arrest warrant has been issued for Muqtada al-Sadr in connection with the murder of a rival cleric last spring.
That is based on evidence that connects Muqtada al-Sadr to the brutal murder of Mr. Alcoy, a murder in which Mr. Alcoy was repeatedly stabbed and shot to death in front of one of the world's holiest shrines. And I think the message to all individuals that were involved in that murder is that the Iraqi people want elections to determine who will govern Iraq.
Sadr is permanently surrounded by armed young men from his militia known as Mehdi's Army, so an attempt to arrest him could turn nasty. U.S. General Mark Kimmitt and spokesman Senor wouldn't say when he would be detained.
As to when the arrest will be carried out,
you'll know.
Yeah. Let's just say there will be no advance warning.
On the streets of Baghdad's Sadr city today, Sadr's supporters, young, dispossessed and male, remained defiant. The violence began over the U.S.-led coalition's decision to close Sadr's newspaper and arrest a senior aide. Today, it simmered on. A U.S. military vehicle was set alight and tanks rolled in. American Apache helicopters were fired on and fired back. And to the south, Najaf, another pocket of dissent. This man, Ahmed El-Ahwadi, is among many angry Iraqi young men vowing revenge for what he considers an unprovoked attack. The U.S. occupation was imposed by force, he says, and the only way to get rid of it is by force, by a jihad. Young Iraqi men angrily milled in the streets of Najaf. Kalashnikovs were everywhere. It was here that nearly 24 died Sunday. People claiming to be witnesses said Spanish and Salvadoran forces opened fire on an unarmed crowd of demonstrators. But the story changes once you get inside al-Sadr Teaching Hospital nearby. Still shaken, Dr. Ra'ad Abul-Sadr says the hospital was trapped in the midst of a long firefight. On one side, in a military base, Spanish, Salvadoran soldiers and Iraqi guards were firing. On the other, young men wearing the black uniform of the al-Mehdi army.
They were using Kalashnikovs and hand grenades. And by the way, when they first came, they took the weapons of the hospital guards.
The battle was part of the worst confrontation between Iraq's Shia and coalition soldiers since the occupation began, another possibly serious hurdle in the American plan to transfer sovereignty in June. Dr. Raad says his hospital was quickly swamped with injured militiamen.
We were here in the hospital giving treatment as normal when suddenly a large number of people came rushing in. They were desperately asking for ambulances or cars. They wanted treatment for the many injured people, people shot by the Spanish forces. The Al-Mehdi people retreated when the Spanish forces started to arrive.
Two hospital cleaners were killed, caught in the crossfire. The fighting was so intense that Dr. Raad says that many of the patients tried to leave, only to find their path blocked.
No one was allowed in or out. Even when the Spanish forces finally opened the way, we had to leave the hospital in an insulting way. We are doctors, but we were made to keep our hands up and stay away from the soldiers.
This is unlikely to be the final chapter in this conflict. Until now, the U.S. has been loath to take on Sadr and his men. The situation is being closely watched by mainstream Shiite leaders who know that a cleric with such power on the streets must be handled with care. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.